Welcome to our meditation. And one of the faculties or capacities we have that's closely related to mindfulness is truthfulness. That in a sense, being honest out loud, it's just mindfulness out loud. In a sense, practicing mindfulness is being honest to oneself, is to really recognize what's happening for us, and perhaps with an honesty or a clarity or a maybybe it's not often done in daily life. Not because we're necessarily dishonest, but rather we don't acknowledge fully what is here. And so closely related to mindfulness is truthfulness and or honesty, and also to truth in the sense that we are aiming in mindfulness to sit in the truth, or to become the truth. The word dharma could sometimes be translated as truth, and to sit in the dharma, to sit with what is true, what is most true. And the path of vipassana, the path of mindfulness, is the path of discovering what is really true here. And sometimes it's useful to put a question mark behind what we're understanding about ourselves or our experience and say, is this really true? Is this an interpretation that I'm doing? Is this a projection of my own ideas? What if I get really quiet? What if there's no projections, no bias, no memory really to influence how we experience the moment? What's most true about now? And then to find our ability to be at ease in that truth, to find a way of being at peace, to find a way to wake up and find, have no conflict, no struggle with what is most true about life. In fact, find the opposite, find that it frees us. So, to sit up or to assume a meditation posture, that may be a posture you would assume if someone came along and was sat you down to really tell you the truth, what's really true. Someone who's kind, compassionate, who's concerned with your welfare and well-being, and gently, lovingly wants to tell you about this life of ours and tell you what's really true, what's really valuable. And you sit down, maybe sit up straight, maybe you're attentive, you're really present, like this, and you get quiet to really hear what this person has to say. And surprisingly, the person says, first thing the person points to about what's true is your very attentiveness. That the search for truth maybe begins in seeing the truth, the value, the freedom, in a certain kind of attentiveness to the present moment. And if we don't have this attentiveness to the present moment, then we're in our thoughts, wandering off in the past and the future, telling stories, reacting to what's happening. But to really discover the truth, we first discover the truthfulness, the truth of attention, attentiveness. And with your attentiveness, really attentive, really caringly attentive to yourself, to your experience, to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Breathing in deeply and lovingly for yourself, exhaling. Maybe with care for yourself to inhale. And letting your breathing return to normal. Attentively, this wonderful capacity for attention. There is no spiritual life without attention. Attentiveness. Becoming attentive to your breathing, to your body breathing, an attentiveness that is also embodied awareness. The awareness that the body has of the body breathing. And as you exhale, to release the body, relax the body. As you exhale, to let go into the pull of gravity, so the whole body settles a bit. Settles into the place of contact against your seat, your bed, the floor. And then gathering yourself around your breathing, the simple breathing. In the dedication to truth, to truthfulness. It doesn't have to be complicated or elaborate. It can begin by the simple truth of the body breathing. And the truth of our attentiveness. Our attention to the breathing. And the attentiveness we're looking for is one that is quiet. This has a stillness to it that maybe is a little bit like the quiet, still surface of a very calm mountain lake, unruffled. with attention, resting in the experience of breathing. With attention, riding on the experience of breathing in and breathing out. Here, now, with the truth of breathing. And as we come to the end of this sitting, we sit and meditate so that our thinking, our feelings, our actions, our body have no clinging as part of them, that we don't grasp or close down or turn off from the world without clinging, without grasping, without resistance, with the strength of the truth as our foundation. We can become aware of the profound heart connection we can feel or have with other people and their beings. And one of the times to feel that is the end of a meditation session, when perhaps a lot of the dust and clouds of the mind are settled, and we can see in a different way, with different eyes, and to see, look upon the world with kind eyes, caring eyes, and perhaps discover we have within us a capacity for well-wishing for others, capacity to care for the welfare and happiness of others, a simple care. And so at the end of a sitting, it's a profound thing to give voice to our care for the world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may we, in however small ways we can, or big ways, may we contribute to this.